So, Paul, you run your own IT consultancy business now. How did your career start?
Well, after graduating in computer science, I got a job in the technical support team of the university where I'd studied. I really enjoyed both the company of my colleagues and the technically challenging and interesting tasks I had to deal with. But after a few years, I began to see the same issues coming up again and again. Several members of the team left as it was all getting much less stimulating.
So what made you actually decide to set up your own consultancy?
Well, it seemed to me that there was going to be a trend among many organisations towards taking on short-term external consultants for IT rather than employing a permanent in-house team. And I thought that would be an interesting way for me to go. I'm friends with a couple of guys who have a small startup and they'd been operating for a few years. I wasn't sure I could do it, but they helped me get started. They gave me much more sensible advice than I've ever seen in any book or article for would-be entrepreneurs.
How do you get new clients?
Well, work is certainly erratic. For months, I might only have recurring clients and then suddenly could get four new ones in the same week. There's no one reliable source of work, so I diversify. I get a fair amount of work from recruitment agents, but some of the jobs they provide are not terribly challenging. And I get some work from people I was at uni with. I suppose about half of my work is repeat business from people I've helped before, and I like that. You start out from a position of knowing and trusting each other. Also, I go to conferences to meet people and to promote myself and my business. I've been told that there's at least a 2 to 3 year lag between presenting at conferences and getting work from them, so I'm not yet sure how much business is going to come to me that way.
What is the hardest part of running your business?
At first, I found it extremely difficult to know what to charge clients. I ended up drastically undercharging on a number of occasions before I realised I needed to get some financial advice from an expert. That helped me enormously. It's often said that the first week in business is the hardest. In my case, as I'm always moving on to provide support in a different company, nearly every week is, in a sense, the first week. I often have just that week to make a difference to that team, and that's a challenge, but fortunately, I like challenges.
Would you say you have a business mentor?
Sure. My business mentor is an old friend of mine. He recently finished a master's in business administration, and we talk every week about how I might develop my company. I wouldn't say I have a clear idea about how other people use a business mentor, and it's quite possible they do things very differently, but I have found our conversations very useful. It's great to have someone experienced to sound ideas off. I have great faith in his instincts.
What are your plans for this year?
Well, we've just moved to a great new office in the centre of town, so we'll enjoy being based there. I'm considering taking on a couple of new staff to keep things ticking over there while I deal with clients. I've got some very different new projects lined up over the next 12 months, so I'm looking forward to getting my teeth into those. I'm looking forward to having the chance to use some technical skills that I haven't had to call on for a while, in fact, so that'll be good.
Well, I wish you all the very best with that.